got my man Demetrius Adams back, host of Shock Value on Culture Shock Entertainment Radio. We just had to have him back one more time. We had so much fun. I wanted to have him back in here with the Circular Brothers to be able to share his wealth of knowledge. What's going on, Demetrius?
I'm just glad that y'all invited me back for a second time.
I'm just glad that you can speak up in the mic, man. Can't nobody hear you. Talk up.
I've been waiting for a long time to get on the show, man. I'm just happy that y'all invited me back a second time.
Oh, we're going to break you in just right.
He might break y'all in, man. Don't be smooth by the nice disposition.
Oh, no, I'm never fooled by that. Them the ones that's the craziest.
Yeah,
yeah, I know. You ain't got to tell me.
You're hearing them again on here real soon. Really soon, you'll be hearing them on Shock Value on Culture Shock Entertainment Radio, dropping that wealth of knowledge about your finances. Making it rain in your portfolio, as I like to say. You know what I'm saying? You like to make it rain in the club. I wanted to rain in my IRA.
Right,
what I'm
exactly.
That's what I want to
exactly.
That's what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Rain in my
I needed
account.
The thunderstorm up in there. Like,
you know, so that'd be a hurricane. I need a monsoon of money.
Right. Exactly.
So that'd make me clap. You know, when you them bands make me dance when I get some money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Man, indeed. Bands in my bank account, right. Then I'm gonna dance for real.
So he gonna get us tightened up on that real soon. So be looking forward to that. And I'm excited already because you know I'm a business kind of source. So you know I love stuff like that. So he gonna set you straight, get you right, man. All the way from you know. Diversifying your portfolio to getting you off of public assistance, man. He gonna do what he need to do to get you right.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna have to live that EBT lifestyle no more, man. We gonna get you economically efficient.
But if you see us at the grocery store and you need some money and you sell me that EBT, I will purchase it.
Exactly.
I will take it. I am not shamed.
Right.
I am not prideful.
No problem giving you 50 cents on a dollar.
I'm kind of nervous, man, talking to people that I don't know you, man. You might be some kind of scam.
No.
You know what I'm saying? You get my money and then, you know, I kind of swipe and then it looked like it went through and then they stopping me at the door like, no, you can't take these groceries. You gone.
Oh, what's going through?
Hey, what's
you
the
don't
going,
get the money to it go through.
What's the going rate, man? What is $130 for $80?
Like you said,
it should be 50 cents on the dollar.
Some people be trying to hustle you like 75 cents on the dollar, 80 cents. Like, nah.
Right, that ain't no deal. Money. Like, yeah, I spend my own money. That's just the
taxes. I give you 125 for 100. No, that's not going to work.
No.
We can eliminate these problems. You won't have to hustle nobody, man. We'll get your real job. You know, get some education behind yourself. You know, learn how to manage your money.
Yeah, but
you know,
we need
get
you
off
right
the
now.
Block too, man.
Yeah, we do need you.
We do need you.
No, but for real,
we need you to stay there for a minute.
Yeah, you know, it's picnic season coming up. So, family reunions. You know what I'm saying?
Kids' birthdays, bar mitzvahs.
If your best friend, you buy all the meat for the family reunion.
Yeah, exactly. Church picnic.
You
don't get the meat.
You be putting it up front like, hey, I got all the meat. Don't worry about it.
Right, yeah. God bless you. Get a double
I ain't got
portion,
no money,
you know,
but I got this card. I'm going to bless the church with some
money. You walk in and you be flexing, man. You be all your chest all poked out when you got your EBT card loaded.
Oh, man.
Listen. They get mad. I get mad at them people, man, because, you know, now they go to Sam's Club. Sam's Club is accepted. Man.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard when you got one cart and it's barely full and you see them at Sam's Club with two.
Loaded.
And you know, they got the big freight cart.
And they ain't
so
even using that
like,
to feed the family. They about to throw this party. The kids
exactly.
ain't even getting them that
you
food.
Like, do y'all own a store or something? No, this just regular grocery shop.
Right. Yeah, you know, we got to turn up, you know, during the beginning of the month. You know, I'm about to turn it out for my folks. You know, baby can't get no Similac, you know, nothing like that.
Not today.
That's another time. We're going to help them get off the EBT because of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, y'all go ahead and help them. While they in process, I'm going to take that card and
while they in transition.
Yes,
you know, you remember back in the day when the food stamps was out, you know, you'd be kind of embarrassed, you know, when you was on public assistance or your parents, for that matter. You'd be kind of embarrassed. You'd be trying to sneak into the cashier real quick.
Yeah.
Nowadays, man, they pull out, you like, how you pay EBT? Got it. Covered. Swipe that. Like, ain't no shame.
Ain't nobody embarrassed no more.
No, because you ain't got to see it.
Eating good, man.
Before when you see that brown colors.
Right.
Or you pull out the book.
And they don't tear right so
it had to peel out the book. You'd be like, Mommy, I gotta go to the stove.
Yeah,
yeah, man, that EBT, man, you be feeling good about yourself.
You do.
So yeah, man, so that's what we got coming up. Meechie, Shock Value, Demetrius Adams. Let's do it professionally. Elder Demetrius Adams coming to you with Shock Value on Culture Shock Entertainment Radio. Be looking out for that really soon. It's gonna be awesome.